The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, we get to continue on with Jesus' farewell discourse in the Gospel of John, and this is where we'll stay this season between the Ascension and Pentecost. I think it's significant enough to begin this this season of prayer and of anticipation for the reception of the life of God's Spirit, right? We want so desperately to receive the Spirit, and I think this is a privileged time every year between the Ascension and Pentecost to dedicate ourselves in prayer to receive the Spirit. And we see, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles here, what it means, what it looks like, what's all going on in the reception of the Spirit, how significant it is, right? It wasn't as though those who had been baptized, you know, could be left alone. No, they needed to receive the Spirit as well. And I think it's significant for us, to prepare ourselves to receive the Spirit. We receive the Spirit whenever we want, okay? It doesn't, you know, we'll receive the Spirit now. But I think this privileged time, right, this first novena of the apostles, those 9 days between Ascension Thursday, sorry, again, the bishops, but Ascension Thursday and Pentecost Sunday, you know, it is a privileged time for the church to pray for an outpouring of the Spirit. So even to the extent that, you know, you may have noticed, I'm not going with the optional memorial of Our Lady of Fatima today. Of course, in your own devotion, enjoy, okay? But I think in this time, in this privileged time between Ascension and Pentecost, at least let's get one day under our belt before we start with the optional memorials. Anyway, that's all veiled criticism of the bishops, but this is probably why I need to pray for an outpouring of the Spirit for myself. Do you know, because the Spirit is a spirit of unity, and a spirit of peace. And I don't know. Every bishop I've known has loved me, so I don't think it's really that horrible. And they know that I'm kidding. So we all love each other, and it's not a big deal. So let's get to the gospel, Father. Okay, yeah, good idea. Okay, let's get to the gospel. That's the Spirit speaking. We're still in the farewell discourse, so the language is, you know, we're still in this kind of dense language. I find one of the wilder things about this entire exchange is actually when the disciples come back and say, "Now you are talking plainly." It's like, well, I don't know in this discourse that he can talk plainly. It doesn't seem like that at all, except he's exposed for us, you know, his relationship with the Father and also what he intends for our relationship to be with God, and starting to get into now, you know, how he's going to affect that reality. But here, you know, he asked them. They said, because of this, we believe that you came from God. And he turns around Jesus and says, you know, do you believe now? And I think we can take that question not as the kind of rhetorical or this kind of, you know, this kind of wink of the eye. Do you believe now? You know, in the same way that Peter says, right, I will die with you, and he said, oh, will you die for me? Right, and because Jesus knows what's going to happen, but there is some sense. I think there is some sense here that they believe now. They believe now, even in the upper room. There's a bit of stress. There's a cloud hanging over over proceedings. But he says, behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, right? When each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. Now, as soon as he's taken into custody, they're all gone. And that's happening, I don't know, like a day later, you know? So, but this is it for us, I think. Yeah, we find ourselves in this space. Do we believe now? We can say, yeah, like, I believe now. And we know our own belief. I mean, we know our own heart. And perhaps it's likely not as strong as we want it to be. If it's as strong as you want it to be, then probably, just like the apostles, a day later, you're going to find yourself, you know, falling flat on your face. That's the way the thing works. That's the way faith works, right? It's like when we start to think, oh, yeah, you know, like, I've really got this down, right? That's when the fall is coming. We know it. Okay, but this, do we believe now? We can believe now and still have to face the test, right? Still have to face challenges and struggles and tribulations and the like, right? And we might even find ourselves scattered, right? We might even be, you know, we go past the breaking point in that sense and find ourselves, you know, lacking the faith necessary to hold firm and hold fast to Jesus as we make our way. Right, but here in this situation, right, where we say, okay, we have faith, there are trials and tribulations and struggles and the rest to overcome, right? Jesus says, you know, even in the midst of that, I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. Okay, so you might have peace in me. I mean, it's a long period of time between, I mean, for me anyway, the agony of the disciples. You know, their hopes and dreams crushed. They're running for their lives, like this kind of thing, between Jesus' death and his resurrection. Yeah, there's this anguish of a sort that we probably won't experience in our lives. We may not experience in our lives. But he's told us this ahead of time so that we might have peace. And where does this peace come from, right? It's not this kind of dispassionate approach to life, like, okay, yeah, like, I see these things unfolding, I see all these difficulties unfolding, I'm not gonna be touched by them, because of course I'm just drifting above them, you know, it's okay, like, I'm gonna be fine, everything's gonna be fine, it's not really much to get involved with. No, that's not the point at all, right? The point is that Jesus has conquered the world, right? So he's conquered his adversaries, he's conquered the enemies of God, he's conquered, right, this, and you see it in John's gospel, the healing of the cripple, the healing of the man born blind, the raising of Lazarus. What are those things? Yeah, what are those things? They're just like, okay, Jesus, the one man medical missionary, right, going around patching things up where he can. But he's, you know, he's not doing all that much that's long lasting. No, what Jesus is doing there is he is achieving the victory. Right, he's rolling back the rule of sin and death. And this is a victory that will take its kind of final form in his death and resurrection, which is a victory that lasts forever and is, say, remaining in some sense to be implemented. And that's why we can take courage. He's defeated the world. He's defeated the world. He's defeated his enemies. He'll defeat his enemies in us. He'll defeat his enemies through us. And we have the peace that he gives when we're engaged in the mission. Say, inspired by the Spirit, right? Like breathed into, given life by the Spirit, we can be in the world amidst its challenges and struggles and the rest with triumph at hand, with victory at hand. The victory is assured. So we can and should find ourselves in the midst of life's struggles, implementing the victory of God, implementing the victory of Jesus over the world, right? Over the world that is bent on its own way, the world that's not keen on the way of God, the way that's not keen on the way of peace and love, justice and the rest. No, we will be in those places fighting the fight, rolling back the rule of sin and death, and peace is ours all the while.